We might then start asking questions.
All right, sounds good.
Luke, just give us a brief synopsis on how you feel about coming to Jacksonville, particularly with the situation of playing at right tackle, which is what Gus Bradley says he wants to park you, at least for this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited about getting down to Jacksonville. The weather's great, and that's always a good thing. But, you know, I understand playing at right tackle. Eugene Monroe's a great player. And, you know, I'm a guy that just wants to get on the field. I want to help my team win. That's how I've always been. You know, I've never not started a football game. And, you know, I'm trying to get on the field, and I'm trying to make my team better.
When's the last time you lined up at right tackle?
My junior year of high school. Yeah.
You think the transition will be hard at all?
You know what? It's going to be a little bit uncomfortable because it kind of switches up your stagger. And, you know, instead of having my left foot back on my right foot, and, you know, instead of having your heavy hand, as my right hand can switch to my left hand. But other than that, it's something I've been also working on because I've worked on right tackle sets through this whole process too. Because it's just another tool in the tool belt. You know, you want as many tools as you can in that tool belt, and, you know, it makes you more attractive to teams.
How long do you think it's going to take for you to really get adjusted to this? Do you think it'll just be a matter of a training camp and it'll be no big deal?
Yeah, you know, just how much we're going to practice and how big of a technician I am. I'm a very detailed guy, and you know, I'm definitely want to be 100% comfortable by the time I get out there on the field on Sundays. You know, I'm going to get that way because I'm a detailed guy, and I'm not going to accept anything else than, you know, 100% like comfortableness.
Did this surprise you at all? I mean, did you expect to go one?
You know what? I'm a competitor, and I think every guy here in New York at the draft was fighting to get be the number one pick because, you know, we all want to be that number one pick. But, you know, I think this whole thing going two is just going to help drive me more. It's going to help me work harder. You know, especially another offensive tackle going in front of me is going to help me work harder because I always want to be the best. And, you know, I'm happy to be in Jacksonville. I'm happy to get down there. I understand now even being the number two pick doesn't even matter. I have to go prove myself.
You had been locked in kind of, so to speak, as the top guy for so long. Did the Chiefs even call and let you know that wasn't going to be the plan last night or this today?
No, you know, I've kind of been in the dark the whole time. You know, they really didn't tell anyone what was going on. I think the first thing anyone heard was when Eric got that call tonight. So, you know, what? I'm happy to be a Jaguar, and, you know, I'm ready to go get down to Jacksonville and start playing football.
Did you have a feeling that if the Chiefs didn't take you, the Jags would?
Excuse me, it's kind of breaking up a little bit.
Did you have a feeling that if the Chiefs didn't take you, the Jags would?
Alabama.
You know what? My agent told me that there was a good possibility for that because, you know, the Jacksonville liked me the whole time, and, you know, I'm so happy to, you know, just have this whole process over with, having a team and having some teammates I'm ready to go meet and ready to go work hard with.
Who is your agent?
Ben Dogger with CAA. Okay.
So Shad Khan's got his plane up there, and so you're going to take a private jet to Jacksonville. Who are you bringing with you?
You know what? I think they're bringing my whole family. You know, everyone that was back here in the green room with me, and you know, all these people were so, you know, so significant, you know, in me being here, and they're all huge parts of my life.
When did the separation with you and Matt, as far as size and the whole thing, really start to manifest itself?
You know, we went into high school probably about 10 pounds apart, and I gained 100 pounds in high school. And, you know, he stayed lean, and he tried to be pretty like a quarterback. And, you know, I've always just been that grunt tackle, or that grunt offensive lineman. So, you know, it really just happened in high school.
You think you're more ready maybe for the NFL coming from the SEC and seeing those pass rushers every week in, week out?
Yeah, for sure. I played in the Big 12 my first 2 years, and playing in the SEC this year, there definitely is a difference between those two conferences. And, you know, I think going into the NFL is just another step up, and I feel like I've taken the right steps in college to be ready to play against NFL talent. And you know, blocking Von Miller my first year of college every single day is, you know, I've seen what kind of passers the NFL has.
Luke, of course, Tony Boselli was the first pick here ever.
Yeah.
Do you know of him? Do you know him? Have you talked to him at all? What's your knowledge of Tony?
You know, I've never talked to him, but you know, a lot of people through this whole process and going to visit Jacksonville has compared me to him. They say we kind of look alike. So, you know, that's quite an honor. And, you know, he's a great player. I know that he was a great offensive tackle for the Jaguars for a long time. And, you know, it's just an honor kind of just being mentioned with him.
Last question. Other than your mom and dad, who else is coming tomorrow?
I think my two brothers and my sister are coming also, I think.
Hey, appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow, man.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Luke.
Yeah, thank you very much.